Dante, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
What are your thoughts on that game?
Scrappy game. The win was against us first half. That made it so tough. Didn't even get, you know, out of our half. But second half, I think we had maybe one or two chances, but we didn't, you know, take advantage of having to win. So, I mean, I think a point's pretty fair for both teams.
How difficult did the strong wind make it?
Yeah, this wind is so strong. Now we've played in the stadium, it'd even so strong. But, you know, you have to, you know, deal with your conditions. But I just think we should have did a bit better in the second half going with the wind. But, yeah, like I said, our draw is a fair result. And, you know, we just have to build on from that now.
You have to be pleased with the way you dealt with the likes of Akinade and Bastianeri. I'm sure you know how good they can be. And to keep them from scoring on a night like tonight is a big boost.
Yeah, you know, the back four, you know, we said before the game, we're overdue a clean sheet. You know, I don't think we've kept maybe one versus UCD as well, but, you know, that's very important. If we have these clean sheets, we won't lose matches, and we have players who can score, so that's important for us.
If someone told you last Thursday that from games against Dundalk and Waterford you'd get 4 points, you would have snapped their hand off for it.
Yeah, 100%. You know, we've been struggling before that. Now we're picking up points, which is important, which we need to. So we go again next Friday versus St. Pat's. Last time they were here, you know, it feels like robbery. So, you know, we're going to go there and steal some points from them.
How much confidence can you gain from this weekend? Because prior to the Dundalk game, there was 3 defeats in a row. And you know, you were starting to get maybe a little bit nervous. But after beating Dundalk and getting a point here against Waterford, you have to be confident going into Friday night.
Yeah, 100%. You know, winning's a habit. You know, when you are losing matches, you know, some players start to doubt themselves, doubt the system, but, you know, we stuck together. You know, we believed in the Gaffer system, and, you know, the confidence is high now. We feel we can win games, and Friday, you know, we want to get going already.
I think Liam has really managed to get his side playing, his style of play in the last couple of games, and there's been a very obvious shape to Rovers and a very obvious plan that everyone has stuck to in the last two games.
Yeah, 100%. You know, he stuck with it. You know, he said, you know, this is the way he wants to play. And it's important that all the boys, you know, fed into his system and trusted him, which we do. You know, he's trusted us. You know, he's had a lot of, you know, maybe a little bit of pressure, you know, losing those 3 games. But even then, the fans stuck with us, so credit to them. But, you know, now we have to do our part.
How have you enjoyed your time so far, Dante?
Oh, I love Sligo. You know, I love the people. But obviously, you just want to win football matches, which we're starting to do. So now, you know, you can wake up in a better mood and go and train and work hard. Everyone's competing for places. You know, you see the starting lineup always changing. So, you know, whoever has a good week player, so that's always good as well.
To everyone watching, it seems like you were improving week on week, and you even scored a goal there at the winner last week. So it's good for you that you can improve every single game.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I'm finding my feet now. You know, after that first game, versus Dundalk, you know, I wanted to score against them or have a good game against them, but, you know, the main thing for me is getting these clean sheets. You know, if we get those clean sheets, we won't lose matches. And I know, you know, the likes of Romeo Ronan, both Ronans, Chris, they can score goals. So we have to do our part as the defenders as well.
I believe you played as a striker before yourself.
Yeah, I went to centre back at like age 20, so not too long. But, you know, I enjoy it back there. I love tackling players and those clean sheets. So, yeah.
But if needs be, you can always be thrown on up front to try to get your head to something.
Yeah, of course. You know, wherever the coach needs me, I'll do my part. You know, but it's just good to start picking up points now. Like you said, the confidence is important. So we just have to build on from this now.
In terms of Friday night, you'll be going to Inchicore. Confident Pats were beaten 3-1 by Derry City tonight. I know you can take nothing for granted, but you will be hoping to make it another unbeaten game, if you like.
Yeah, you know, we have to keep the pressure on them. You know, they just lost, so they'll feel a bit of pressure. They're playing at home again from the fans, so they'll feel that pressure. So we're going to go there and then press them and you know, make sure they, you know, make mistakes and take our chances as well.